The high school bowl match you're about to listen to was first on the air on WJTN and SE 93, February 5th and 6th, 2022.
One good match deserves another, and we're back for the second today, as Wendy has announced, here at High School Bowl from Jamestown Community College. Looking very much forward to Tidewater Community Charter School and West Valley. And here's Wendy again to meet the teams and begin the first round.
Thank you very much, Dennis. First, let's meet the team from Tidewater Community Charter School.
Jolyn Derlin, junior.
Aiden Baylor, sophomore.
Connor Carnahan, senior.
Natalie Valentine, senior.
Thank you. The captain for Tidewater is Natalie Valentine, and the team is coached by Michael Patterson. Now let's meet the team from West Valley.
Casper Heitman, junior.
Nolan Spencer, junior.
Ben Fisher, junior.
Lucas Procious, senior.
Thank you. The captain for West Valley is Nolan Spencer, and the team is coached by Brian Hansen. So here we go, round one, toss up. What is the meaning or translation of the word adagio?
No takers.
It means slowly. Teams, here's your next toss up. A mnemonic device can help you remember complicated things. Spell the word mnemonic. Go ahead, Connor from Tidewater.
N-E-U-M-O-N-I-C.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. West Valley? Go ahead, Nolan.
P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-C.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. M-N-E-M-O-N-I-C. Of course, I have it right in front of me. Teams, here is your next toss-up. Bismarcks, kippers, sardines, bloaters. These are all terms that apply to one kind of fish, often considered one of the most valuable food fishes. What is it? Go ahead, Natalie from Tidewater.
Tuna.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Good guess. West Valley, Nolan.
Cod.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. It's herring. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Name three of the four American states that shape the coastline of Lake Michigan. Go ahead, Connor from Tidewater.
Michigan. Wisconsin.
I need one
Illinois.
More. That is one more, and the other is Indiana. Good job. Here is your bonus to you. In Einstein's mass energy formula, what letter represents the speed of light?
That's a bonus. You may speak to your captain.
C.
Good for 3 points. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Among the symbols commonly seen in early Christianity, the anchor was generally considered to symbolize what? Go ahead, Natalie from Tidewater.
Strength.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. West Valley?
Wendy.
It's hope. Teams, here is your next toss-up. It's our first math question. What do the Roman numerals L, X, I, V equal? Go ahead, Nolan.
64.
That is Nolan from West Valley. That is correct. Here is your bonus, West Valley. The Nordic countries include 5 sovereign states. Name them.
Can you tell me? Is it Norway, Finland, Sweden, Denmark?
Answer, please.
Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, and Finland.
So close. Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. It is a choice question. If someone is wearing a gaiter, is it most likely covering their head, their neck, their hip, or their ankle? Go ahead, Natalie.
Their neck.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. West Valley? Go ahead,
ankle.
Ben. It is your ankle, yes. Here is your bonus, West Valley. How high is the crossbar on a college football goalpost?
That's a bonus. You may speak the answer. How high?
12 feet.
10 feet. Close. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What was the original name of Veterans Day, which now honors all men and women who have served in the United States Armed Forces? Go ahead, Aiden from Tidiot.
Armistice Day.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Tidiot. The latest book by a prolific author whose series includes Sisterhood, Men of the Sisterhood, and Godmothers is titled 19 Yellow Moon Road. Who is the author?
No answer.
It's Fern Michaels. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What 20th century philosopher said, "Everything is gratuitous. When you suddenly realize it, it makes you feel sick. That's nausea."
No takers.
It's Jean-Paul Sartre. Teams, here is your next toss-up. It's a math question. What is the slope of the line joining the points quantity 5, negative 2, and quantity negative 3, negative 7?
I hear no takers.
The answer is 5/8. Teams, here is your next toss-up. Dolce and Gabbana are an influential pair in what area of business, industry, or commerce? Go ahead, Natalie from Tidiot.
Fashion.
Good for 5 points. Here's your bonus, Tidiot. What type of chemical process absorbs heat as it progresses?
Answer, please.
Endothermic?
It is endothermic. Good for 3 points. Teams, here, no.
Teams, we're going to take a break here. The current score in this contest after round one is Tidiot Community Charter School 21 and West Valley 10. There are two rounds yet to go, and Wendy will get to ask that question right after this.
Support for the rebroadcast of these high school bowl matches comes from Jamestown Community College and the JCC Alumni Association, the Weinberg Financial Group, the Chautauqua County Humane Society, Pepsi, and the Chautauqua Region Community Foundation. They are our sponsors on High School Bowl this season.
We're back to this exciting match. Tidiot Community Charter School has 21 points and West Valley has 10. And our volunteer scorekeeper for this contest is Zach Colson. He's the coach of the Silver Creek High School Bowl team, and he's filling in as scorekeeper for this match that his team is not participating in. So thank you very much, Zach. Now round two of the match, and Wendy.
Thank you, Dennis. We do have new players for both teams, so we will start with Tidiot Community Charter School. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Olivia Egger, Jr.
Thank you. And Natalie Valentine remains as Tidiot's captain. Let's go over to West Valley, and could you introduce yourself, please?
Jacob Colusi, Jr.
Thank you. And Nolan Spencer remains as West Valley's captain. All right, here we go. Round two. Cerise is a shade of what primary color? Go ahead, Natalie from Tidiot.
Blue.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. West Valley? Go ahead, Nolan.
Red.
That is correct. Here is your bonus, West Valley. What mineral is hard and transparent, contains aluminum and silicon, ranges in color from rich yellow to light brown, and is the birthstone for November?
Answer.
Garnet.
It's topaz. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Listen carefully. This United States state, one of the Four Corners states, has the greatest number of cities or villages at 7,000 feet elevation or higher in the country. What state? Go ahead, Nolan from West Valley.
Colorado.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, West Valley. This artist painted portraits of each of the first six presidents of the United States. His most famous one is of George Washington, as used on the dollar bill. Who's the artist?
Answer. Hear no answer.
No answer. Gilbert Stewart. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. The euro is the kind of money used in much of Europe, but the term also refers to a large species of an animal commonly found in one part of the southern hemisphere. What's the animal? Go ahead, Natalie from Tidiu.
Bird.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. West Valley. Go ahead, Nolan.
Snake.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. It's a kangaroo. Teams, here is your next toss-up. It's a choice question. In Scotland, the word hempy might be used to describe someone who is A, tall, B, obese, C, sullen, or D, mischievous. Go ahead, Connor from Tidiot.
D, mischievous.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Tidiot. How many chambers does the heart of an amphibian have?
It's a bonus for Tidiot. And your answer, please?
3.
That is correct. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. It's a choice question. The only species of cat that lives and hunts in groups is A, leopard, B, jaguar, C, cougar, or D, lion. Go ahead, Natalie, Tidiot.
Lion.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Tidiot. The Civil War Battle Above the Clouds was fought atop which mountain?
Answer?
No answer.
It was fought on Lookout Mountain in Tennessee. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. This is the world's largest land biome, featuring cold winters with much snow and a growing season of about 4 months, during which the ground thaws completely. Name it. Go ahead, Natalie from Tidiot.
Alaska?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. West Valley? Go ahead, Casper.
Tundra?
So close, it's taiga. Teams, here is your next toss-up. With over 20% of the fresh water in the world, this Russian lake is the largest and deepest, and perhaps, Connor, Tidiot?
Lake Baikal.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, Tidiot. What famed Russian composer wrote the famous work, Pictures at an Exhibition?
Tchaikovsky.
I'm sorry, it's Mussorgsky. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What is the Greek name for Ceres, the Roman goddess of agriculture? Go ahead, Nolan. West Valley.
Demeter.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, West Valley. If people born in the United States from 1946 to 1964 were the baby boomers, what is the generation born from 1965 to around 1980 called?
Generation X.
Good for 3 points. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What is the formula for sodium bicarbonate? Go ahead, Nolan from West Valley.
NaC2.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Tidiot. Go ahead, Aiden.
NaHC.
Might have been a little difficult to hear the student's answer. He said NaHC.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. NaHCO3. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. It's a math question. Express the square root of 45 in simplest term. Go ahead, Casper from West Valley.
3 radical 5.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, West Valley. This shallow river, the longest in Ireland, has had an important role in the country's history and economy. Name it.
Answer. I hear no answer.
It's the Shannon River. Teams, here is your next toss-up. What baseball star was known as the Splendid Splinter? Go ahead, Casper from West Valley.
Babe Ruth.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Good guess. Tidiot. Go ahead, Natalie.
Jackie Robinson.
Sorry, that's also incorrect. It's Ted Williams.
And that brings us to the end of the second round of this contest. The current score is Tidiot Community Charter School with 39 and West Valley with 33. We'll be back for the conclusion in a moment.
Just before the final round of this match rebroadcast, thanks to the Jamestown Community College Alumni Association and the Chautauqua Region Community Foundation. Both organizations are long-term scholarship supporters of High School Bowl, which is heard Saturdays right after 11 a.m. on WJTN and Sundays at 7 a.m. on SE 93, WWSE 93.3 FM.
We are back for the conclusion of this exciting match. Tidiot Community Charter School has 39 points and West Valley 33. In the break, we've had some timing problems here today with our usually reliable timer and its operator. That's me. So there'll not be a buzzing sound at the conclusion of the match, but I will call time loudly when the final 6 minutes elapse, which will begin as soon as Wendy Diamond introduces some new players for round three.
All right. Thank you very much, Dennis. We have a new player for Tidiot. Could you please introduce yourself?
Lindsay Arthur, Jr.
Thank you. And Natalie remains as Tidiot's captain. And we have a returning player for West Valley. Lucas Procius is back at the table, and Nolan Spencer remains as West Valley's captain. So with that, here we go. Round three, toss up. Madeira is an island in what ocean? Go ahead, Nolan, from West Valley.
Mediterranean.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Tidiot? Go ahead, Connor.
Pacific.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. Madeira is in the Atlantic Ocean. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Each year, Easter is determined by the first Sunday following the first full moon, following the first what?
No answer.
It follows the first day of spring. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. It's a choice question. If something is stodgy, is it heavy, thin, sparse, or silly? Go ahead, Casper from West Valley.
Sparse.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Tidiot? Go ahead, Lindsay.
Heavy.
That is correct. Here is your bonus, Tidiot. If something isn't poetry, you could say it's prosaic. Spell prosaic.
Answer, please.
P-O-R-A-S-I-C. I don't know.
Prosaic is P-R-O-S-A-I-C. Teams, here is your next toss-up. It is a math question. Which of the following fractions has the smallest value? Is it A, 6 over 5, B, 13 over 10, C, 29 over 25, or D, 59 over 50? Go ahead, Connor, Tidiot.
C.
And to remind you, answer C was 29 over 25.
That is correct. And here is your bonus, Tidiot. This one requires a two-part answer. Two French kings named Louis were responsible for first building and then greatly expanding the palace at Versailles. Name the two Louis.
Answer?
King Louis the First and King Louis the Second.
Try the 13th and the 14th. Louis. Teams, here is your next toss-up. What force exerted along the surface of a fluid causes it to head up and form drops? Go ahead, Nolan from West Valley.
Surface tension.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, West Valley. What is the mountain range that straddles the border between Morocco and Algeria in northern Africa, stretching east into Tunisia?
Answer? No answer.
The Atlas Mountains. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. It's a choice question. In what year did the controversial cryptocurrency known as Bitcoin come into existence? Was it 2000, 2003, 2006, or 2009? Go ahead, Ben from West Valley.
2009.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, West Valley. According to Aryan belief, what is the single spiritual power that resides in all things?
Answer, please.
Ki.
I'm sorry, it's Brahman. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. Parkscene, xylanite, and celluloid were some of the earliest forms of what common material? Go ahead, Nolan from West Valley.
Plastic.
Good for 5 points. Here is your bonus, West Valley. Charles Perrault is a French author best known for his book of fairy stories written for children. Name this book, still popular today.
Answer, please. I hear no answer.
It's The Tales of Mother Goose. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. This family of German immigrants came to the United States in the mid-1800s and founded a company that has set the standard for the modern grand piano. What is their last name?
Wendy.
Steinway. Teams, here is your next toss-up question. What term describes an organism that cannot make its own food but is dependent upon complex organic substances for nutrition? Go ahead, Aiden from Tidiot.
Parasite.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. West Valley? Go ahead, Casper.
Consumer.
I'm sorry, that's also incorrect. It's a heterotroph. Next toss-up is a math question. How many even integers are there between 33 and 57? Go ahead, Casper from West Valley.
7.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Tidiot. Go ahead, Lindsay.
11.
I'm sorry, it's 12. Teams, here is your next toss-up. This city, the third largest in Egypt, is the site of the most famous remains from ancient Egypt, including the Sphinx and 3 pyramids. What's the city? Go ahead, Connor from Tidiot.
Cairo.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. West Valley?
No answer.
It's Giza. Here's your next toss-up. In a regular season Major League Baseball game, how many umpires are on the field? Go ahead, Natalie from Tidiot.
1.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Go ahead, Nolan, West Valley.
2.
Sorry, that's also incorrect. It's 4. Teams, here is your next toss-up question.
I have to call time. The match is over, and we have the closest to finishes once again. Tidiot Community Charter School has defeated West Valley 49-48, bringing to a conclusion the most exciting day here at High School Bowl. We'll be back to recap in a moment.